escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Trump has returned to office with the promise of ending weaponization of the Department of Justice for political reasons. Now, President Trump is weaponizing the Department of Justice for political reasons.
Sources tell the AP the Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is a Democrat, and she has sued Donald Trump and his administration dozens of times.
The president does not get to decide which laws to enforce and for whom.
Sources say the investigation involves whether James violated the president's civil rights. This is what the president said last month.
New York State, and there you have an attorney general who's a total stone cold crook. New York State, Letitia James, a total crook. All they do is want to go after political opponents.
Sources say the subpoena sought records related to the lawsuit James filed against Trump over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a separate lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. James' attorney, Abby Lowell, says weaponizing the Department of Justice to try to punish an elected official for doing her job is an attack on the rule of law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, there's more legal trouble for the White House. There's a new lawsuit that seeks to gain access to all communications about who's involved in the Epstein file cover-up.
The advocacy group Democracy Forward is suing the Justice Department and the FBI for records on their handling of the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The legal organization wants access to records related to communications about the case between senior administration officials, as well as any regarding correspondence between Epstein and President Trump. The group says it submitted requests under the Freedom of Information Act in late July that have not been fulfilled. The federal government often shields records related to criminal investigations from the public. The Justice Department did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Washington and appears to be the first of its kind. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
All right. It was never going to be possible for Donald Trump to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Now it looks more and more likely that he's not going to be able to negotiate an end to the war ever.
Ukrainian soldiers on the battlefield are expressing little hope of a diplomatic solution to the war with Russia. That's after President Donald Trump's deadline arrived for the Kremlin to make peace, and after he eyed a possible summit meeting with Vladimir Putin to discuss the invasion. But out on the front line, Ukrainian soldiers are continuing to hold back the Russian offensive along the country's eastern front. One Ukrainian commander says negotiating with Russia is impossible and that defeating them on the battlefield is the only option. He says they've noticed increasing enemy infantry and more frequent artillery fire, but says we will just hit them harder. Trump's efforts to pressure Putin into stopping the fighting are delivering no progress. Meanwhile, Russia's bigger army is slowly advancing deeper into Ukraine while relentlessly bombarding Ukrainian cities. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You know, during the campaign, I said Donald Trump is not going to be able to end the war right away. He's not going to be able to end the war even over a period of time. And I was right. And those of you who called me a Trump hater for saying that during the campaign, there's no need to send me a text and apologize. Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, who played the part of Little Tattoo from Fantasy Island on the last episode of South Park, says that he's really not thinking about what's next for him in 2028. Yeah, right. Anyway, but others in the White House are clearly thinking about it.
Vice President Vance is brushing off questions about whether he'll assume the MAGA mantle in the 2028 presidential election. Asked about Vance's prospects earlier this week, President Trump said it's too early to talk about, but Vance is doing a great job.
And he would be probably favored at this point.
While also talking up Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning in the British countryside.
I don't want to talk about lowly things like politics in this grand house. Come on.
But Vance did.
I'm not really focused even on the election in 2026, much less one 2 years after that.
Saying if they do a good job for the American people, the politics will take care of itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.